Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jim on a cell. You're on 97.1. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Doug and Gator?
We're great. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, good. Yo, hey, want to echo what the one guy said about you guys being one of the best pro. I really enjoy listening to you guys and just the way you interact with everybody. Want to throw out a couple scenarios. When I've been hearing, you know, ever since the trade went forward, you've been hearing all these the Green Bay Lions comparisons around here. And when you look at, when you look at the 22 and 23 draft classes of both teams, would you guys agree that the Lions have players that are significantly more productive and are going to be significantly more expensive than the Green Bay players?
I'd have to take a look. I haven't done the deep dive on what Green Bay has, but the Lions are going to spend a ton of money to keep their guys.
Right. They're going to spend I see the Lions having to pay significantly more. Probably $150 to $160 million over the next 2-3 years in securing all the players that they have coming up here. And then,
let me say this, Jim, because the Packers have a couple of receivers whose contracts are going to be coming up in the next year or two. Jaden Reed and Christian Watson are both really good receivers. Are they going to cost as much as Jamison Williams? Probably not, but combined, they're going to cost you, I would imagine, that each one is probably a $25 million wide receiver on the open market. They drafted two tight ends in the same class and both play with Musgrave and Tucker Kraft that they'll have to make decisions on. They've got a backup quarterback that they really like in Malik Willis that they're going to have to hang on to, and they're going to have to pay him to hang on to him. That's going to cost money. And Jordan Love already makes a ton of money, but I do agree with you. I think the Lions players that they have to bring back are going to cost them more than what the Packers are going to be bringing back. But the Packers are going to have to make a tough decision here and there because contract is massive.
Both teams are going to have significant financial challenges coming forward. I just believe that the Lions, the players that they have drafted are, they're more top 5-10 players with the Lions than there are with the Packers. And then on top of that, Forbes came out with, their valuations and their and that wasn't so much the thing, but it was the operating it where it's
Jim,
talking
real
about
quick,
profitability.
I just, cause, what your point is?
Well, my point is that I've been hearing everybody act like the Parsons thing is much more significant. It's going to hurt the Packers more financially, and I think they're overlooking the financial impact that all the draft picks that the Lions have and the people that they have to sign. That's going to cost the Lions a significant amount of money, and the Lions are significantly less profitable than the Packers.
Well, thank you for the phone call. I think we've discussed the Lions signing these guys all day.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Jim. I apologize, but we've brought it up. We've been talking about that J-Mo and Hutch and Branch, Laporta, Campbell, Gibbs are all due, and we're well aware of Sorry, he must not have heard. It's been talked about a ton.
Yeah, and Micah Parsons next year, if you look at like SpotTrack, he's not accounted for just yet on next year's cap for the Packers. He is for this year's cap for the Packers, but not for next year's. They have reportedly $44 million in cap space for next year. But Parsons' contract, on average, is going to be $47 a year. So it's all gone with the one player before they have to start entertaining what are we going to do with our own free agents and start finagling with the cap space.
All right, Gator, the Mega Millions is up to $950 million. Has there been a collection for tickets here at the office today?
Yes, actually, I paid yesterday.
Okay, good. Kang, did you contribute to that?
No.
Okay. Are you getting your own tickets then?
Yes.
You're branching out. Solo
freelance
career.
Yeah, I'm freelance.
Yep.
Contract worker.
Okay. If you win and get that take home of what, 300 and something million?
Something like that.
Yep. Would you buy a car from a movie or TV series? Like Joe Burrow was going to get the Batmobile on this year's season of quarterback, which is what he was really going to do.
For last year, Yeah, I started thinking about this. There's lots of cars I think were cool, but I'd probably want to just buy something brand new and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to go with an older, from a car from a movie or a TV show, I really like, I think you may have seen this movie. It's a 1974 Rolls-Royce convertible from the movie 16 Candles. When Anthony Michael Hall, his character, had to drive home.
You're going to take home Jake Ryan, Gator?
Jake Ryan's girlfriend. He had to drive home Jake Ryan's girlfriend because he couldn't drive his stick. So he's, all right, here you go. Take this. Here's the 74 Rolls. That Rolls Royce was beautiful. I love a convertible, a big convertible. That's a big convertible.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool, but I'd probably end up with getting a brand new Bentley
convertible. Kang, would you buy a movie from a TV show, or a car from a movie or TV show?
I don't think so, man. Okay. Like, when it comes to cars, I want the latest and best. Like, I just, you know, give me whatever's new, whatever's going to make my life more efficient, just better. I don't know, man. I'm not a huge classic car guy. So, and yeah, I just can't, like the Batmobile, it's not practical. I can't fit car seats.
How many car seats can you get in the back? All right,
Come on. Next up.
How many family members would you feel obligated to take care of?
My family isn't a massive family, right? So I got my brother and his wife and two kids there. I've got a couple cousins in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Each are married and each have one child. I've got a couple other cousins. One is married, no kids. The other one is married and has several kids. And then I've got an aunt and uncle. So it's not a huge family. Would I take care of them all? And, of course, I have my mother. Yes.
You would?
I would. Absolutely.
Kang,
and I would enjoy it to the hilt.
What's take care of?
Okay.
So when because I have thought of this.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. So it's, you know, you've got $300 million after taxes to deal with, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, at least $1 million to each one, probably a couple million to each one. You know, I'm not giving my mom money. Don't have to. I just take care of my mom, right? And the same thing can happen with my brother because we're all here in the same state, although I'd probably give him, you know, $5 million, something like that. In that sense, take care of him. But with the cousins out of state, aunt and uncle out of state, that would be probably just a cash transaction. And with the caveat, anything you need, you let me know.
Okay.
Kang? So they would still have to work? I guess that's why
I'm older, so...
No, it's fine. Do whatever closer, you want with your money.
They're closer to retirement age anyway.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I kind of like... You know how they say treat others as you want to be treated as?
Mm-hmm. Or something like that, yeah.
Whatever. The golden rule.
There's a golden rule there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Framework.
Edge rusher. Rudge Azure.
Something.
Yeah.
So if anyone in my family won a huge jackpot, I would not expect anything and be grateful for anything, you know?
Yep.
So I kind of do the same way the other way. Now, I don't want to just like hand out money, but I want to like set them up for success, if that makes any sense. So if they, whatever their passion was to build or invest into, I would want to like give them that path, you know?
Hey, here's support the seed money to, you want to start
exactly.
a business.
Here's like, yeah, okay. Here it is. You know, that's what I would do. So taking care of, you know, immediate family members like that. And then outside that, it's like, I'm not handing out $1 million to everybody. Like,
okay,
like
you'll support, right. you'll yeah, support
just,
them.
Yeah. Let me ask you this though.
Okay, we're running short on time.
I hear you. No, just real quick though. But your family's considerably bigger than my family, I think.
Extended family.
Yeah. Like way bigger than what mine is. So maybe that's why I'm easier to say I do.
I mean, obviously, if you're not close to a lot of people in your family, it's easier to be like, nope, brother, sister, mom, dad, or something like that, right? But yeah, so that's how I would do it, Doug.
All right, great. Next one. Would you go to Rome?
Yeah, I'd like to go to Italy. Italy's one of the countries I want to visit, and Rome is definitely it'll be part of it. I could spend a week or two in Italy and go throughout the country.
Kang, would you go to Rome?
I would go to Italy, but not any of the tourist spots. And if that includes Rome, then no, because to me it looks just too much, man. You know, like too many people, too many pickpocketers, too many. Just I don't want to be a part of the chaos and madness. If I'm gonna win this lotto, I'm trying to live stress-free, and that seems stressful. So if it's off the beaten path, some kind of wine country, nice stay somewhere like that. You
so
know
no Singapore for you?
Well, why?
That looks like such a spectacle.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
To Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not that bad. It depends. I mean,
I don't know. I based off a crazy rich Asian. Yeah. So it's like that was ridiculous. I'll stereotype it through that. I love that movie, and that whole scene is like ridiculous.
All right. Well, good luck, guys.
Good luck to you, Doug.
I'm not playing, but good luck.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Come on, man. You're picking up what he's throwing down.
Yeah.
You know because you have offered an extraordinarily generous offer.
That's
to
right.
pay for our kid's college if you win.
And you're taking the kid off to the next step. So you're still paying for schooling, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are still paying for schooling. I will start financially planning around the fact that we will no longer have to pay for college.
No, don't do that. I'm just saying that, you know, keep planning what you got to do. But if I win, you should wish me luck. I am
wishing you luck.
And
good luck, Scott.
Yeah.
All right.
And you too, Kane.
Talk some football. We'll get to Michigan in the 1 o'clock hour. We got picks coming up a little bit later on. It is Carson Anderson. FanDuel's giving you a reason to lock into the college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get 300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right. New customers bet $5. And if you win, you walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. So forget all the futures and forget all the parlay junk. Just go find a heavy favorite and bet them on the money line. Put your $5 down on the money line. Then when they win, now you got your $300 to bet on futures if you want to do parlays, although I don't recommend it. Then $5 gets you $300 in bonus bets. Play around with however you so choose. Just head to FanDuel.com/Doug, sign up, get started. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.